Welcome to the section on the aims and objectives, and I don't intend to labour the point at great length because we have a workshop on aims and objectives, these resources and other resources on the Moodle site. However, what I'd like to do is emphasise the need of a clear linkage between your title, a distillation of that or a focus into your aim, which is a single sentence without a narrative discourse to justify, supported by a suite of five or six SMART objectives which provide a sort of set of interim outcomes or mapped to the chapters of the project report, which will then provide a sort of pathway for you. What I would like to reflect upon is the importance of chapter one, and although it's possibly linked at 10% of the assessment, it is actually more important than that because it immediately is the first opportunity you have to impress and engage with your markers. And there are elements of chapter one which reflect across the assessment. If you're thinking about the introduction, the first two or three chapters when you're putting the work into an appropriate context, both academic and sector, you are showing deployment of use of cited contemporary journalistic sources and academic sources. So that's added to that section. Looking at the aims and objectives, you're clearly structuring your work in a professional manner and again contributing to the application of methods, which is a part of the structure. And similarly, looking at overall chapter one, where you're talking about aims, objectives, and project management, initial project management, you're talking about methods. So really, the aim chapter one, aim and objectives, is important, but it actually has a wider, more influential role. So spend time polishing it. You'll get feedback from your foundation document, and you'll get feedback from me. It's your promise to the reader, sets the tone, and remember, the marker starts with a blank sheet of paper and 100 marks, and their job is to give the marks to you. Make it easy for them. Thank you.